Welcome to the Overflow Podcast. My name is Craig Booker.
The title of this episode is Pressure Release. Why do some people seem to thrive under pressure while others seem to melt? What is the difference between a healthy mind and one that is overwhelmed by its challenges? In this episode, we'll talk about relieving pressure, more specifically about identifying coping skills. We'll talk about how we are made to overcome pressure, and we'll look at what the Bible says about pressure and about a healthy mind. So stick around to the end of the episode.
I will talk a lot about mental health, but please note that this is not a substitute for therapy or mental health care.
In chapter 17 of her book, Deborah Falada tells a story about a picture of a two-story house that she saw online. Now, this house had been completely destroyed. She describes it as it was like a bomb went off. All of the finishes, like the brick and the siding of this house, had been blown completely off, and it was stripped down to just the studs. The windows were blown out. And you might ask what possibly caused this sort of damage. And to answer the question, it was caused by a buildup of pressure in the water heater. Now, some key information to understand is that water heaters rely on pressure and high temperature. An explosion typically occurs when one or both of these factors reach critical levels that cannot be resolved through safety measures like the temperature and pressure release valve. So you may ask, what happened? The pressure release valve was clogged. The pressure had built up until the pressure caused the explosion, destroying the house. So this story further highlights the value of having a pressure release valve, not only in your hot water tank, but also in your life. If you want to keep pressure from destroying you, you have to have a pressure release valve. This leads us to our next topic, coping skills. Now, a simple definition by the team over at Very Well Mind says that coping skills are the tactics that people use to deal with stressful situations. When you think about coping skills, you may gravitate towards those unhealthy kind. And it's important to note that unhealthy coping skills are easier to learn. Some examples of these include mindless scrolling through social media, zoning out in front of YouTube, Netflix, TV news, or some other form of screen-induced distraction. You may default to eating unhealthy food or drinking alcohol, shopping or gambling, pornography, or any other addictive behavior. Some other examples of unhealthy coping skills are procrastinating on an assignment, a chore, or a task, sleeping too much or too little, withdrawing from relationships, people, and activities. Other examples are interacting with people in an aggressive or passive-aggressive or conflict-inducing ways. So now moving on to the healthier kind of coping skills. These require intentional learning. Some examples of healthy coping mechanisms might be exercising and working out to release physical energy and increase feel-good chemicals, sharing about your stress or problem with a trusted friend, getting professional counseling, relying on your community or social network, and connecting with others for support, eating healthy and practicing good nutritional habits. Some others include learning relaxation methods or practicing mindfulness, setting healthy boundaries, learning to say no, and communicating what you need to others. Engaging in spiritual practices such as prayer, worship, and meditation. And that leads us to our next topic, which is biblical perspective on pressure. If we look at 2 Corinthians 4:8 through 9, it says, "We are hard-pressed on every side, but not crushed, perplexed, but not in despair, persecuted, but not abandoned, struck down, but not destroyed." This verse is a great reminder that no matter the level of pressure, we won't implode. We might feel like it at times, but 2 Corinthians 4:8 through 9 shows us otherwise. Okay, next up, you might think that it is common sense, but it is important that we assess our pressure and release it in a healthy way. Deborah Philatus says that you were not made to be crushed. You were made to overcome. And overcome you will. But to do that, you need to assess the pressure and release it in a healthy way. Let's review what we've learned in this video. We are made to overcome pressure. The Bible reminds us in 2 Corinthians 4:8 through 9 that we are hard pressed on every side, but not crushed, perplexed, but not in despair, persecuted, but not abandoned, struck down, but not destroyed.
That's all for this episode.
If you would like to receive updates about future episodes of Overflow, head over to overflow.community/subscribe. Remember, no one should face anxiety or depression alone. Join a growing community learning about brain health and following Jesus. For more information, head over to overflow.community/connect.